So if anyone that's listening has had a dream die, like, just continue going forward, take it one day at a time, and you will heal and you'll get to a place where you're dreaming again. We take melted down gunmetal and turn it into musical instruments, and then we distribute that to high schools and middle schools across the country that can't afford to purchase them.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of How Are You Helping?, a podcast that explores this question by bringing in guests who are focusing their lives on altruism, activism, and giving to their communities through their work, projects, and causes they are pioneering. Like our social media platform, the podcast is going to highlight work that benefits communities with various humanitarian needs, vulnerable populations, animals, and the environment. Today's guest is Ashley Daly, who is a senior business and entrepreneurship major at USC, a former professional tennis player for the USTA, and now an aspiring record label executive who plays guitar and piano and is the chief operating officer of Armory of Harmony. She's also a friend I go to church with in Beverly Hills called Church Home with Judah Smith on Wednesdays, if you want to come join us at 8 p.m. at the Saban Theater. All right, Ashley, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
All right, so first off, I want to begin this interview on a tangent with asking you, how are you holding up after what you've been through in the past few weeks?
Yeah, it's been a little bit rough. The last November was a hard month. I'm doing really well now. I've had a lot of support from family and friends. I've gotten to do a few cool things with my time to keep me a little bit busier than normal. And yeah, I'm doing okay now. We're doing good.
Good. Tell me about 805 Strong. Is it 805 Strong?
Or 805. 805 Strong.
What's the story behind the name and what compelled you to start selling wristbands?
So the name, it was just something people were tagging on Twitter when like they'd post a photo of the fires or of their friends that had passed away. They'd tag it 805 Strong. So I saw that, and I don't know, it sounded catchy, and it also resonated with me, because that's where I grew up. That's like the area code of Thousand Oaks. So that's why I chose the name, and then, what started it?
Yeah, what made you decide to start selling wristbands in particular?
Yeah, so Noelle, my friend Noelle, passed away on a Wednesday night at Borderline, and then Thursday I found out. Went to her memorial, drove home from USC, and then drove back to USC that night, and then drove back on Friday morning, really, really early, to a phone call from my parents that said that we were going to lose our house. So I drove back to Thousand Oaks on Friday, and Friday was a hard day, and I was going through the day not really emotionally doing well, and then I found out later that one of my good friends and the founder of Armory of Harmony, which we'll get into later, we thought he had lost his recording studio in the fire in Malibu. He lost his home, so we thought the recording studio would go with it. And that kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back. And I went outside on my porch that night, that Friday night, and I just started crying out to God. And I asked him why he was allowing the things he was allowing in my friends and family's lives. And in my own life, and I didn't understand why there was so much suffering going on to such good people. And I felt this overwhelming amount of peace. These like wind chimes behind me started playing, and I just had this experience with God where he comforted me and he told me that things were going to be okay. And I went back inside and saw this little like bracelet on the counter. And I just had this idea. I was like, I could totally make bracelets and sell them just to my friends and family even, and raise a few bucks for the people who were affected by the fires and the shooting. So that's what I did. I stayed up until like, it was like 4 a.m. on Saturday morning when I went to bed after doing just market research and trying to get the word out. And then it went live Saturday morning.
Wow. Yeah. I love that so much. Taking kind of a really hard thing and turning it into something great. So that's really great. So my next question, what is something that people don't realize about the way that you do your work? Do you have any tips on recharging or managing your time and your schedule? Anything like that?
Yeah, something people don't realize about the way I do my work. I am not the best at time management, and I know that about myself. So I have made strict guidelines in my planner, and I like used to use a physical planner and wrote things in it. Now I switched to iCal, so I'm like with it with the times, and it like syncs, which is nice. But I have like a very strict iCal calendar now, and I schedule everything in there between me hanging out with my friends or going to like a Christmas party. Like my Christmas party after this, it's in my iCal.
Nice.
And so I try to keep my time managed that way, knowing exactly what's going on throughout my day, but also like leaving a little bit of room with like just for life to happen. And I'd say for tips, I'm really busy these days. I like barely have time to sleep, if that. And I think that with time management, you just have to do things. Like you have to, it's like the way I think about it is jumping into a cold pool. If you've ever done that, like you cannot think about it. You just have to do it and jump in, and it's cold, but like you just do it. But the more time you spend outside of the pool, thinking about the pool, thinking about how cold it's going to be, how much you don't want to do it, you're not going to jump in the pool at the end of the day.
Right. So. You get like analysis paralysis.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Do you believe in role models, and who are some of your big role models or mentors who inspire you to serve others?
I think everyone should have a role model, and I believe in mentors to the core of who I am. You should glean information from people that are older and wiser than you. I think that's super important, and I have a few mentors of my own, and I look up to them. Albert Napoli, he's my entrepreneurship professor at USC, and I bug him all the time for information. I also get mentored by like a few other individuals that are very close to my heart, and I'd say my dad is one of those people. Henry Amar is one of those people. Maria Gao. I'd also say my personal role model, I really look up to Bob Goff. I love what he does. If you don't know who he is, Google him. He's amazing. He's this older guy who just does whatever he wants, basically, and makes things happen. And he does it with a smile on his face and love in his heart. And I really like him. I also love Jesus, so I always look into Jesus for some inspiration.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. Tell me about your faith a little bit. How has being a believer shaped your career decisions and any choices that you've made as an adult?
Yeah, being a believer is, I mean, if I didn't believe in God, if I didn't love Jesus, I would not be who I am today. I owe my everything to who Jesus is and his work that he did on the cross. And that relationship is number one in my life. But I'd say just being in faith is beautiful because you can see situations like the things that have happened in my community, or see potentially destructive situations and see beauty in them and see something good that can come out of it. Faith is just hope. Like at the end of the day, it fuels people's hope and it keeps your faith alive. Like it's just a cycle between faith and hope, and knowing God is just it's a huge part of my life. It gives me peace too, going through the things I've been going through this month. It's given me a lot of peace.
That's great. I love that. So can you tell me a little bit about the organization that you run operations for, Armory of Harmony? Who founded it? When was it founded, and what's the mission behind your organization?
Yeah, so Richard Gibbs founded Armory of Harmony. We started in the summer this year. He was looking for a way to get involved. The mission of the organization is to create a conversation around like violence in the U.S. Since it's such a big problem, we see shootings on the news very frequently, too frequently, and we see people dying left and right, and it's definitely something that needs to be talked about more. So the purpose of the organization is just to bring about that conversation, to create a space where people can just talk, whether they're on one side or the other of the situation. There needs to be a conversation had around guns in the U.S. and violence in the U.S., around mental health and how we're dealing with that too. Mental health is so neglected in our country. It needs to be talked about too. I think that if you go to therapy and you do those things, that should be talked about. And it's not something that's like stigmatized anymore, really. I love therapy. I just started going to therapy and it is amazing. I highly recommend. But yeah, that's basically our mission. It's just to get a conversation going. We're bipartisan. We don't take a stance on gun control. Even though people in organizations, we all have different opinions. So even in our organization, we're having these conversations that we want other people to have too.
I love that you don't take like a binary approach to your organization. It's trying to end gun violence, but you're doing so not in a political way, which is really interesting. So how did you meet Richard Gibbs?
I was at my job one day. I work at a tech startup in West Hollywood, and I was listening to Spotify. And do you know Hunter Hayes, the artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has this song called Dear God, and it came on Spotify just on my, like, radar, like, release radar playlist. And it was recorded at Woodshed Recording Studios. And so I Googled it because I was like, that's a cool name for a recording studio, just curious and didn't want to work. And so Googled it, and it turns out they're in Malibu, and I had to do a this little informational interview for one of my entrepreneurship classes at USC. And I contacted Richard and I just sent him like a cold email. And he said that I could come in and do the informational interview. So I went in and got to talk to him for like 10 minutes before he left for his next meeting. But he made sure to tell the studio manager, Lance, to ask me if I wanted to get involved in Armory of Harmony. Cause Richard's very perceptive, I think. And he just kind of he was like, I want Ashley to be a part of it. So that's how I met Richard. Oh, did I talk about what we do? I don't think I did. We take melted down gunmetal and turn it into musical instruments. And then we distribute that to high schools and middle schools across the country that can't afford to purchase them.
Wow, that's really beautiful. So what's like your timeline? What are some of the things that your team has accomplished so far with your organization? And where do you see this going?
Yeah, so we have come pretty far away since we started this summer. We've started working with this foundation called Creative Visions. It's a organization that basically sponsors nonprofits that are in the 501c3 application status, which is how you get the nonprofit status. So they're sponsoring us. And then we are also working with Network for Good, which is a donation platform. It's basically like a GoFundMe, but for nonprofits specifically. And then just like some of the things we've accomplished so far, we've recorded a few songs that we're looking to put onto a record that are encompassed. They talk about guns. So we recorded 16 shots with a band called Ozo Motley. And we are overdubbing that with Mystic Marley's voice. That's Bob Marley's granddaughter. And we have Vinny on drums, and he is one of the best drummers. If you haven't checked out Vinny, he's insane. And then we also had Richard's high school marching band do like an overdub set for that song too. So that was kind of cool for him. He like got to like see this full circle moment because he's from Daytona. So he like flew out to Florida and did this actually last weekend. So that was pretty recent. And then we've just been getting a lot of potential news coverage, working with the media. We have a few larger media organizations that are looking to do interviews with us. So that's exciting. And then we've also just been collaborating with like a few other artists to get on the record that we want to do. It's just music that like talks about guns and the history of guns in the U.S. Yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. But we're in this building phase where it's a little bit difficult. It's this catch-22 because we need money to like do certain things with the organization, and we're just kind of waiting in this waiting period for the money. So yeah, if you want to donate.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really awesome what your organization is doing, helping to find a solution to end gun violence. And it's a nonprofit organization that's really powerful and really inspiring for people, I think, to take gunmetal and turn it into musical instruments.
Yeah, it's magical. It really is magic. It's taking something that, well, is used for protection and for good things too, but also taking something that is destructive and turning it into an instrument for good, literally a musical instrument. It's beautiful.
Amen. I love that. All right. So I kind of want to close out our interview with a few rapid fire questions and also kind of find out how people can keep in touch with you and your organization. So, without further ado, let me get started on those. Do you have a favorite quote?
I love my Bible verses. I'd say, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, which is Luke 10:27, if I got that right. I love the Chronicles of Narnia. That's like my favorite book. So any quote that has Aslan in it, my favorite is take courage to your heart. I like that.
Take courage to your heart. Yeah. I love that. That's awesome. What did you want to be when you grew up as a kid?
Yeah, I feel like I'm still growing up. I'm 21. But when I was a kid, I really wanted to play professional tennis, and that was my dream. And then I ended up at USC to play tennis on the tennis team, on the women's tennis team, and that was kind of the next step for me in order to become a professional. And I did a little bit of like playing and touring on before I got to USC, but nothing special, and I was losing a lot, so it's okay. So I went to USC, that was like the next step. It was one step closer to my dream. And then I ended up not being able to play on the team. And so my whole world fell apart because I had been like hoping and praying to be a professional my whole life, and put so much time and energy and money into it. So I ended up not playing for them. And God was like, okay, well, this is what I actually want you to do with your life. You thought it was tennis, but it wasn't. And that was a year recovery process. Like, having a dream die is one of the hardest things, honestly, sometimes harder than people dying, is having dreams die. But on the flip side of that, like, I'm coming out of that season where it's hard to like get up and hard to dream again. On the flip side of it, I feel like I'm such a stronger human being. I feel like God has just equipped me in every aspect to continue going forward in the ways that He's called me to go. So if anyone that's listening has had a dream die, like, just continue going forward, take it one day at a time, and you will heal and you'll get to a place where you're dreaming again, and it'll be a better place than where you started. That was a tangent. I had to say that, I guess.
That's awesome. I really like that. What book would you give to somebody?
I love this book by Bob Goff called Love Does. He's the mentor I mentioned earlier. I wish he mentored me. He's like my role model. But Love Does. That book changed my life. I love that book. Yeah.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about what that's about?
Yeah, Love Does, the premise is that love actually does things, and you don't just sit around and talk about something, you actually go do something that shows love to someone. So the whole book is these little stories that Bob has compiled throughout his life that show love towards another person or towards himself. And it's just short little chapters about like these life stories, and they're super entertaining and funny. Bob got into law school by sitting in a dean's office for like 2 weeks, just waiting for the dean to let him into law school because his test scores sucked. Stuff like that. But he like at the end of that chapter, he'll have like a snippet about like a life lesson or something. It's a great book. I love it. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's a good one.
How can people learn more about Armory of Harmony and stay connected with you?
I'd say, so we have a website, www.armoryofharmony.com, and that's a good way to check out like what's going on in the organization and to donate. And then we have a Facebook and an Instagram in the works. Not quite up yet, but I did steal the Instagram name, so no one's gonna get it after this. Social media is so easy now to like get updates on people's lives. So personal social media accounts are fine. Armory of Harmonies is just Armory of Harmony. And then mine is Ashley All Daily. And Richard's is Richard Gibbs. And I don't think anyone else has an Instagram handle on our team. They're all older guys. And it's like me and these older guys. And we just do it. So that's what we're doing.
Awesome. Where's your office located?
So right now we don't actually have like a physical office. We're in that startup mode, but yeah. We usually will either go to Creative Visions and use their office space in Malibu, or right now we're holding our board meetings in Malibu as well. And then we're looking at possible places within the Los Angeles community too.
That's great. So yeah, if you're listening to this, go check out Ashley's organization, Armory of Harmony. Donate on their website. Follow her on Instagram. Follow Richard Gibbs on Instagram. And get connected with this great organization. So Ashley, I wanted to thank you for being here. It's been a pleasure. Lastly, do you have any parting thoughts? Or are there any nuggets of wisdom that you want to pass on to
I'd say you're never too young to go do something with yourself. So I'm, like I said, I'm 21 and I'm in college, but I feel like that has never stopped me, and I hope that it would never stop anyone listening. Like, your age doesn't define what you are or are not supposed to be doing. So get out there and get stuff done, you guys.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Ashley. I appreciate you coming on. You didn't have to do this, but you did, so I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you. You're doing great, Sean. Everyone go follow Sean. He's doing a great job, too.